calling all virgins. Amazingly, there are none in Indiana because nobody's calling in at 317-239-1009.
Oh! Yes! Ugh. Yes! Yes!
Apparently, you're all busy right now, but that's cool. Good for you for getting it in early before you go to work. Make sure you brush your teeth beforehand, though. Morning breath is the worst. My question to Alex and any other virgin that can call in quickly, it's a quick question, 317-239-1009, is would you consider doing this? A 26-year-old student who promised to sell her virginity to the highest bidder for all that money has received final offer for $1.4 million. Holy crap. Jasmine listed herself on Cinderella Escorts in the hope of finding some money. She wanted to raise cash to start her own business. The company claims the final bidder was a Hollywood actor, so maybe this will be in the garbage soon, from L.A., who outbid a businessman from England and from a United football player, like a guy over in Manchester, like a soccer guy. The million-dollar-plus hookup is set to take place in a hotel in April. Jasmine said, quote, I met the actor already, and I was always a big fan of his. I am more nervous as a fan than about losing my virginity. FYI, if you're wondering, the Cinderella Escort website claims Jasmine's virginity is proven with a doctor's certificate, and the buyers can also bring a doctor to a meeting for a second opinion. Alex, are you going to do that on your wedding night? Like, give like, hey, here's a medical record. This thing has never been, seal has not been broken.
I don't think I'll need to do that, but no, I don't think I would auction off my virginity. I mean, the whole reason I'm waiting is because I want it to be super special, and like, and I feel like through that waiting till your marriage, I feel like God's going to bless my husband and I for doing that. So I'm not going to be selling it off.
But for $1.4 million, think about that. It's not $20.
No, but to some people, if they're waiting for not really any reason, they just haven't had the opportunity, or they're just like, I don't know, maybe it'll be for the right person or whatever they want to do. It might be different. But because of me, I'm waiting because I feel like that's what God has called us to do, is wait till you're married. So that's my reasoning. So like, it wouldn't make sense for me to sell it.
Liv the Web Girl, our born again virgin here on the show. Tell me this. Would you?
Well, I was just about to ask, do you think if I became a born again virgin, it would count?
No, no.
That's a lot of money.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
how about like new?
Oh, what is this, on
like
eBay purchase?
Yes.
Gently used.
Excellent,
we all got a
definition.
Hey, is this a virgin that we're trying to talk to this morning?
Yes.
Are you just messing with us? Because it's hard to believe a guy's a virgin.
No, I'm not messing with you.
All right. Do you want to say your name, or you just want to be anonymous?
My name's Kevin.
All right, Kevin, man, would you give up your virginity for $1.4 million?
No.
Why not, dude? That's a lot of money. Think of what you could do. You could help out charity and help out people.
That wouldn't matter. My virginity is between me, God, and the woman that I'm going to marry. 34 years old. Never even had a girl touch my wiener. How's that?
What, wow. Never touched the wiener? How
Never.
Do you, have you not, like, what's that word?
Have you had any serious relationships?
Like, were you combust?
Yes, I've had serious relationships.
Have they seen
heavy
it at least?
Heavy petting, clothes burning, stuff like that, but never.
Clothes burning.
He's got like a fire going on over here, like he's starting a campfire.
So there's a lot of grinding going on. There's a lot of over the clothes grinding.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Alex.
I get it.
Is he too old for you?
But I've.
No. I mean, no, but.
Why don't you two get it numbers? We can exchange numbers real quick.
You don't just, like, go out with somebody just because they're also waiting. I mean, I don't know anything about him. Because I don't know anything about him. But I do want to know, how has that been for you dating? Because I always try to bring that up one of the first things when I start talking to somebody, because I think it's fair for them to know that I'm waiting until I'm married. How long do you wait before you let somebody know that you're also waiting?
I'm a realist. I let them know immediately.
Yeah. I feel like that's the fair thing to do.
Dude,
and girls usually go, oh, well, I can change that. And
yeah.
I'm like, no, you can't.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of people think that it's only guys that like that chase, but women for sure do too.
This whole thing blows my mind. You sure you don't want his number? What if?
I'm good.
What if?
I'm not going to be matched up over the radio.
Wow, dude. Hey, good for you. I'm not mocking. I think that's awesome. Looking back, I wish I would have saved myself from my wife, or at least not the first girl. But hey, thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All right, cool, man. All right, Alex, if you want to, you know, not take $1.4 million, quit complaining.
There is a famine in my lady bits. My vagina is beautiful. She is welcoming, but she is getting treated like a murder house. I can't get anything in there.